What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. She doesn't go to Chipotle for the same reason Renee doesn't leave home. Fear of getting ass worms and a rash. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And wow. I mean,
I struggled for an opening for this one. I'm tired.
I never said it this way, but yeah, kind of. Not a Chipotle fan myself.
Yeah, don't include me in that. I'm quite the Chipotle fan, and then you ruined it for me.
Yeah, oh, the Chipotle you go to ruined it for you.
I was on a strict Chipotle-only diet for multiple weeks, and then you came with me once, and you were like, how do you eat here? You knew I was so hungry, so tired, so cranky, that you scoped the place out, still went along with the order, ate it. And then as soon as we finished, you were like, I'm never going back. That place was disgusting. I don't know how we ate there. You go to this restaurant multiple times. Like, how dare you? But at least you let me enjoy my one last Chipotle.
I did. And then the next day, I'm glad we have two toilets. So let me just put it this way.
Ass rash galore.
Yeah. Listen, I love Mexican food, but Chipotle is a no-no for me. I mean, agree to disagree, you guys. But Chipotle is a big no-no, and this wasn't the first time that I got really sketched out by Chipotle.
All right, disagree.
All right, well, you can't go anymore, so.
getting back to Renee, doesn't really matter that Chidi is blind. When Renee has the ability to paint such a picture, such a beautiful picture with her words like that, Chidi's in good hands.
I'm a little nervous about that because she's definitely, her temper and strong opinions are coming out slowly. Maybe not on this episode, really, but on the previews. Woo!
We know what she's up to. She's up there to change minds and take names, and she doesn't care who stands in her way. She's got her beliefs, and she's going to make you believe them too.
I think when people say that you should socialize once in a while, you should get your kids socialized, it's true. You should socialize. Otherwise, you're going to end up like Renee, who just has this weird temper and obsession with chicken and does not like people.
She socializes with 150 chickens on the daily. I don't understand. What do you mean? Who better to socialize with than chickens?
Well, just try people once in a while because...
Yeah. We just started chimp crazy.
Because...
Renee is chicken crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least the chickens you can, although it's sort of like that old riddle or question, would you rather fight like 1,000 ducks or one human-sized duck or something? I don't know. Point being, the chickens, when you have that many chickens, they can gang up on you. And when you combine their strength, it's equal to a chimp.
They totally can. My grandma used to raise chickens, not as many. She maybe had like 20 to 30. And when I was a kid, she used to send me to pick up eggs. Those freaking birds did not like it.
Oh yeah, they'll peck you.
Oh yeah. And then once they escaped and they chased me around the backyard.
Teresa could write a book about her animal encounters.
But my grandma wasn't that crazy because we had the chickens to produce eggs. And then we also made soup and delicious food out of them.
I didn't know that was such a big thing in Czech. I'll never forget my first time visiting your family. I was awoken to a cock-a-doodle-doo. And I was like, what is going on? We are in basically not a city, but...
Not a city.
City adjacent. And why am I being woken up to the sounds of roosters in the morning?
People love roosters.
Yeah, your neighbors have them.
Yeah.
I found out very... quickly.
We had a chicken too, and my parents did for I don't know, a couple of months. Her name was Henka.
All right.
My dad got it as a joke for our house warming party.
Your dad got a rooster as a joke?
Yeah, it was a female hen, Henka.
Your dad's over there cracking yolks.
Anyways, he got it as a joke from his friends.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, let's just keep it. So we did, but it was like shitting around the backyard. It was going nuts. It was like dropping eggs at random places. Huh. So then we just made a dinner out of her one beautiful, beautiful Sunday.
All right. Well, that's a poultry the segment. I think we can move on.
Circle of life. Okay, move on.
Before we get into this episode, real quick, a little business. We're talking about 90 Day the Other Way, that beautiful series. We're talking about that on Patreon and Supercast. I feel like this season has been shot out of a cannon that you almost forget there's another 90 Day season going on because this one is so crazy. But that one's wild too, and we're talking about it on Patreon and Supercast, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Check either of those out to become a member of the premium channel, and at the Cousins Club, you can get audio only of our pod, and at the Family Affair, you get audio and video. You get to see us record that podcast.
And we do bonuses.
We do a monthly bonus on the Family Affair, and then once in a while, we sprinkle in a bonus for everyone because you guys deserve it. So check it out, Patreon and Supercast. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. We have fun over there. We talk to you guys over there. So follow us and call in, share your thoughts. What do you think about this season so far?
Yeah, we love it.
Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as Renee's chicken shirt. I've never seen a chicken shirt.
I missed the chicken shirt.
That was like, sure, with like 20 different chickens on it, maybe different types of chickens.
Huh.
Pretty cool.
Nice.
I would probably wear it for fun.
Okay. I saw her child had a chicken shirt on. So
they all did.
Talked chicken to me or something.
They're obsessed with chickens.
Loves chicken. Okay. And last but not least, if you haven't left the review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for a little love. And if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on here for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is the business. Let's do it. Let's talk about... No, just kidding. I was about to just ignore my by the ways.
I have not helped you at all this week because, full disclosure, it's been a wild week for me, not to get into details. So you were on your own. So all right. Let's hear it.
All right. Yeah, I was floundering a little bit, but I got a couple stories.
All right.
A couple stories. All right. 90 Day, by the way. Number one, Kenny and Armando are starting a YouTube channel.
I mean, who doesn't?
Who doesn't have a YouTube channel?
I think you and I soon are going to do a little YouTube channeling.
I don't think so. But that is the natural 90-day progression. You go on 90 Day, then you move to Florida, then you start a YouTube channel.
So. I mean, we are not on 90 Day, but we are in Florida.
True.
So yep. We should start a YouTube channel.
No. We have a podcast. They did a little teaser video to announce the launch of this new YouTube show, YouTube channel. It's called Reality with Kenny and Armando. And
nice.
I think the title's a little misleading because I say Reality with Kenny and Armando. What do you think this channel is going to be about?
Their life.
Oh.
Everyday life.
I guess it's not misleading at all.
The positives, the negatives, the struggles.
Okay.
The beautiful journey.
Okay, well, all right. I think it's because of the world we're in with podcasting and reality TV that I thought it was going to be that, like, their own pillow talk or something.
Oh.
Reality with Kenny and Armando. But no, you're right. It's about their life, their travels, their favorite restaurants.
Yeah.
You nailed it. So the first video just dropped. It's a tour of their neighborhood.
Wait, are they in Florida?
No, they're in Mexico.
Okay.
So it's a tour of their neighborhood. This is going to be a little inside. I don't know how many people will get this, but it felt like one of those shows that used to air on the local channels in New York that would like talk about the different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
You know, we're in Hell's Kitchen today.
Yeah.
Kind of felt like that. A lot of B-roll, not much of them talking to camera. So I don't know that it's something you would watch because you love them as TV personalities. It's more like, do I trust you as a tour guide? Do I like your palette?
Oh.
And then I would watch it. The teaser they did, I found more interesting. That was more entertaining. The two of them sitting, talking together. It felt like a talk show. I liked that. But if you're into this sort of thing, check it out.
All right.
You can subscribe to their channel. It's youtube.com/@ Kenny and Armando, which I thought was a typo, and I just put in Kenny and Armando, and no, dead link. So you need the at sign Kenny and Armando.
All right. Well, interesting. Not that surprising because it's a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah. So good luck to them. All right. Second, a lot of news has been coming out about Lauren from this current season.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of news about his past, specifically that he was previously married and has two kids, which I think was a shocker to a lot of us for all sorts of reasons.
Oh, yeah. Some of our friends sent it to us, so thank you guys who did. It was a few of you.
Yeah.
But so, I found it wild.
Yeah. According to court documents, Lauren married a woman in Washington on Halloween in 2011. Lauren was 21 at the time. His bride was 19, so young love. Okay. Marriage lasted a little more than 2 years before she filed for divorce in 2013.
Okay.
So they have two children together, a girl and a boy. When they divorced, the daughter was 3, son was almost 1. But you do the math and you realize, okay, they had this kid before getting married. So maybe is that what was the ultimate push to get married? Maybe they didn't want to get married, but that happened, so they did. Long story short, according to court documents, Lauren's ex-wife is entitled to receive $767 a month, plus has to share uninsured medical expenses, daycare, long-distance travel expenses. So Lauren's got to provide a little bit over there.
Uh-huh.
And as we know, he doesn't really have a steady income.
He has nothing, it seems like.
So, not sure how that works. I don't know if this Philippines play was a way to run away from that. Was it a way? Did he think he would have more success in the Philippines and then could provide? Because they seem very estranged. He doesn't seem like he's really seeing his kids much or his ex. He does apparently want to help everyone besides his ex-wife and kids because he's somewhat of a serial GoFundMe creator. So this is like the second part of the by the way. Last month, he started a GoFundMe to create an LGBTQ community center in the Philippines, which would offer housing and education and connection. The goal was $10,000. I don't know how far that goes, but no donations so far.
But do you think it's really for a community center or is it for him?
Could be for him because he previously had a GoFundMe for a transgender-owned coffee shop in the Philippines, which ended by default after a year, had no donations.
Huh.
So he seems to set these up. They don't seem to be successful.
Yeah, he needs to take a page from Michael's GoFundMe book.
Yeah.
Because that's just going, woo.
Yeah. There's a story going on around about that where Angela says she's going to be entitled to half of.
Oh, she's not.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
No, she's not.
Yeah, I don't.
She's trying to annul their marriage. There is no way she can get a half of Michael's GoFundMe.
Yeah, I would be curious. I'm not a lawyer, but it seems like there's enough evidence there to be like, no, this money is actually to provide a safe haven
for
him.
To fight you.
Yeah.
That's crazy she would even say that. I mean, not really. It's Angela.
It's Angela. But all right, there you go. A little 90 day, by the way. All right.
Nice.
I'm interested to see if Lauren's past will make an appearance on this episode. Like, will we learn about the ex-wife for the kids? Because he told us a lot up front and sort of forgot to mention that.
I don't know how it works with kids and when you owe money. But a friend of mine had a kid with this guy. She married him very quickly. He was not a good dude. Always broke. He got fired from every job he literally had.
Yeah.
Ended up selling weed on the side. It's a different story.
Okay.
So they ended up divorcing after like a year. She was left with the kids. He paid her nothing. The court ordered, but he kept saying he doesn't have money. However, he ended up in prison for a little bit too.
Jeez.
But he kept fighting her. Like she eventually met a new guy. She wanted to move back to Czech. And he kept fighting her on it that no, he wants the kid in Nevada. So she was not allowed to leave.
Hmm.
But then when she found a new man, they married and everything, and he wanted to adopt the kid and they wanted to move overseas. And this guy kept fighting them on it. But then when they brought it to court saying he's just not paying me anything, so if he wants us to stay in Nevada, he needs to repay back. And the kid is like 10.
Okay.
And eventually this guy caved in and gave them full custody and just said, okay, like, you guys go whatever you want because I'm too broke to do anything.
Hmm. I was very distracted by your mispronunciation of Nevada. So I really didn't pick up on any of that. Shout out to our friend who called us out for mispronouncing.
I mean, I still don't hear it.
Nevada? You hear it? Nevada?
Yeah.
I hear what our friend is saying. I don't.
What is our friend saying?
Nevada. Like, it should be like Nevada.
That's what I'm saying. You're Nevada.
You're saying Nevada.
Nevada.
See what I deal with?
I think... Let's go
to the source Google and see what they have to say about this. Pronounce?
It's Nevada.
Right, what is the correct way? This is going to open up a whole YouTube video. I thought it was just going to be... Hold on. Now we have an ad. Oh, bear with us a second. All right, here we go. Why would... Here it comes.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, honestly, they split the difference. It was a little bit of like a Nevada. So.
Nevada.
Yeah. One of us is right, I guess.
Anyways, yeah. Not sure how it all works, but I don't know. But... I feel like if he really owned this much money, he would be in jail. So there must be something else.
All right, let's move on.
Let's move on.
Let's talk about the reason we're here. Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé. Before the 90 Days Season 7, Episode 2. We begin with Renee and Chidi.
Oh, what a wild couple. Or at least her.
You think she's named all of her 150 chickens or just, totally. Just her favorites?
Oh, I think she named them all.
I feel like, you know, some people walk their cat on a leash.
Yeah.
I feel like she walks her chickens on a leash.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing would surprise me, really.
Although she lives in the middle of nowhere, so I think she can just let them fly.
Oh.
Although, do chickens fly? I think I can fly over a fence just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's how my grandma's chickens escaped.
Okay.
But I don't think they can just take off.
All right. Well, she is ready to take off, Teresa. She's packing for Nigeria. One thing that surprised me in a positive way was she knew to keep some perfume close by, keep some perfume in the carry-on, because you don't want to show up smelling like a barnyard.
True, but putting a perfume in your carry-on, I was thinking, like, TSA is going to take it away.
You get 3 ounces.
Yeah, maybe it was a small perfume.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good, you're a very well-traveled person. You would know that.
Mm.
The folks on this season, not so much. They got to learn the hard way.
I mean, she's never left the country. I don't think she said she barely ever leaves her home.
Yeah, because of the ass rash or butt rash or whatever she said.
Yeah, and in general, I think she's just a homebody with loving the chickens.
Yeah.
She maybe goes to her mom's storage empire.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it.
She's also bringing some underwear. As she says, it's not dirty. It's soft so he can feel it. And I never like to hear the word dirty used in the same sentence as someone's underwear. But I feel like, was she talking about... It's not too risque.
Mm.
Is that what she meant? Like, oh, it's not dirty.
Yeah. I don't think she meant like it's dirty. It's not that dirty. She only wore it for 2 days.
Because who knows? When you get ass worms, I imagine your underwear gets extra dirty.
Yeah, I think she just meant something that he can touch and get an idea of. Because that's nice of her for like thinking of the fact that he is blind. So smell and touch... is how he communicates or how he can get to know her.
He can rub my underwear. He can also use my nipples as braille.
Did she say that?
No, but I wouldn't put it past her. So then she says goodbye to the kids. She's going for 3 weeks. Kids are proud of mom. Kids are like, fly the coop, you know? Get out there and go find love, mom.
Yeah, they're a little nervous about her going to a different country, but...
Yeah, but they're supportive and I like to see that.
Yeah, I think they just need her to like get out of the house sometimes.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. So, okay, she's ready. She's going to head to the airport. She's got to navigate through TSA and make her way to Nigeria.
And that's also her first time. Well, is it her first time at the airport?
I think so.
It was Lauren's first time at the airport. I'm not sure if it's hers.
Yeah.
But she made it sound like she never traveled.
Well, she's like, I never leave the house because of ass worms and a rash.
Yeah, and she also said, she's like, at this point, I have given up on men completely. I would rather date an alien or a high-tech monkey.
Well, careful what you wish for and watch Chimp Crazy.
I was just going to say
that. Now streaming on Max.
I was just going to say that, but she did not give up completely because of Chidi.
Yeah, so let's cut to Nigeria. Let's see Chidi. He's heading to the airport. He's with his brother-in-law, Bernard.
Yes.
Renee gets to Lagos. Chidi and Bernard are at the airport. I liked how Chidi kicked Bernard to the side, like, get back there. It's my time to shine. But then Bernard had to chime in.
Well, yeah, he had to kind of find her and help her a little bit. For Renee, this is overwhelming because she says, I'm not used to so many people, only chickens. She really needs to get out there. Like, she really needs some socializing. And this coming from me, I'm not a big person to socialize, but I do like going out. It's more like I don't like going out with a lot of people. I like going out with you, but being around people, meaning socializing.
Totally. And she didn't take baby steps at all. She went from the chicken farm to another country. It was never like, oh, let's go to New York for the weekend.
Yeah.
And get our sea legs under us. No, it was just totally, let's go all in.
All in.
On this adventure. So Bernard had to like run down Renee and be like, you just passed Chidi. You see him? The guy in the white shirt, which like really narrows it down. Yeah, the guy in the white shirt. There's about 90 of them strolling through the airport. But she finally found him, and it was quite the embrace.
Yeah, it was Chidi just like jumped and gave her a huge hug. His sunnies almost fell off.
Yeah. I thought this moment was quite the reality check for Renee, because I think when they're communicating on their phones, when they reach home, it's long distance. The idea that he's blind is really just that. It's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now the fact that he can't even find me in an airport, right?
I mean, she couldn't find him either.
And she couldn't find him. But that was that moment of reality of like, oh, okay, this is real. There are going to be more challenges than if I was with somebody else.
True, but that's what she wanted. She likes the idea that he can't judge the way she looks.
Well, not so fast, Arisa.
I was just going to say it, actually.
Not so fast, Arisa.
Well, Chidi's touching her, and I think this is also a language barrier because he's like, you're big. I thought you were slim, but no, you're big.
No, this isn't a language barrier. This is honesty. Teresa, this is...
Well, she's not big, but I think she's not a definition of slim. She has some hips and boobs. I think the definition of slim...
She's a normal woman, yeah.
Yeah, definition of slim is someone who has no boobs, no butt. It's just very slim. And yeah, she's a normal woman. She's not big, but she's got... She looks like a woman, and it's a good thing because that's how Chidi likes them.
Yeah, he says this, you're not slim, but I like your stature.
Yeah, I think she's small. Maybe that's what she told him, and him in his head small, just picture that she has no curves.
Yeah, right, because I don't know how, if I was her, how I would describe myself. She tried sending the photo so he would see every inch of her, and obviously he did not, so... Maybe you're right. Maybe she did say like, oh, I'm a smaller woman. Like, that's how I would describe her.
Yeah.
I would say, oh, yeah, she's a smaller woman.
Yeah.
But then he got his hands on her and he disagreed.
Well, again, I think it's a language barrier because I think, again, if she says she's a smaller woman, you and I would agree. And I think a lot of people would. But in Chidi's mind, a smaller woman is probably a smaller woman.
True. Fair
enough. She's also almost his height. So... He might be as small, too, unless she's not as small as she says she is.
Yeah. Well, I thought there was real chemistry.
Yeah.
I thought they were kissing and hugging, and Bernard had to finally be like, all right, guys, let's keep it moving.
Yeah. Chidi said the chemistry was undeniable, mm-hmm. which I'm glad he felt this way because he's the one with some concerns.
Well, he needs to tell her that they're not sleeping in the same room.
Well, that's the first. So they're driving home, and Renee loves seeing the chickens everywhere.
I love you, chickens.
That's a different 90 day, but...
It's really not. They're all the same. I don't know how we keep them straight.
Well, she loves seeing all the chickens in Nigeria. So let's get home. She's a little concerned about staying at sister's house because apparently, I don't know if she had a vision or a feeling that... Mm-hmm. That she will have a conflict with her future ex-sister-in-law. Uh-huh. And it didn't happen in the past. Mm-hmm. So this might be it.
Yep. She was nervous about... She had this premonition, I guess, about some issues with
Maybe the alien stole her dad.
The man's sister. Yeah, so she goes inside, though. Victoria, the sister Victoria, was so welcoming.
Yeah, very, very excited. I'm sure she's happy that her brother found love.
Yeah, and Chidi gives her the grand tour. And when they get to Victoria's room, he's like, so here's my sister's room. And because of you, they vacated this room. And Renee was not picking up what Chidi was putting down.
Yeah.
But I don't know if... Renee just thought like, oh, that's nice. They're going to give us the bigger room or something. But that's not what's happening here. Because an hour later, Chidi sits down to have a word with Renee.
Yes. And I'm wondering, because Renee is so excited about some sexy time, I'm going to make a wild guess. I think it's going to be maybe 5. Well, how old is her younger kid? That's how long she hasn't had sex.
Oh, okay.
Because she said she basically gave up on men, that she never had like lovemaking sex. It was just banged it out. She was never in love. So I don't think she goes out there and picks up guys and have sex.
Right.
I think it's been a few years for sure. 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't know how old the young kid is. So she's really excited to get some action.
Yeah. Well, it's going to have to wait. Chidi was like, if there's anything I crave, it's to sleep together with you. But I believe it should be done at the right time. So I'm not going to sleep on the same bed as you or even in the same room with you. But my spirit is still with you. You can hold on to that. And I think this in combination with the, you're not slim,
mm-hmm.
but I like your stature.
Yeah.
Renee's feeling a little bit rejected.
She feels hurt, but she's not letting it. She doesn't say it out loud.
No, she's playing along with it.
Yeah, let's play along for a little bit and see how things are.
She's at least smart enough to realize, okay, I just landed here.
Yeah.
In this new country. Let's not get into a fight on day one.
Let's do it on episode 3.
Yeah. But it just, we say it all the time. If you have these big ideas of how you want your interactions to go or these different rules you have to play by, why not have these conversations before the person gets on a plane?
True.
Why would this be the first time Renee is learning, I'm not even going to sleep in the same room with you? Mm-hmm. If we went to check and the first time I touched down there, I found out, I'm going to sleep upstairs by myself and you're going to sleep downstairs. I'd be like, this is something I would have liked to know before the 10-hour flight.
Yeah. I mean, if that was the case, I definitely would have told you, but obviously my parents know we're all adults.
Yeah. I'm just saying. There's things you should warn a person. Or not even warn. It's not a warning. It's just you should inform a person of certain things that are going to be going down before they get there.
True.
But, all right. Because what, do you think she's not going to go if you tell her that, Chidi? Like, she's going to go. She's going to go more well-informed.
Yeah, no, he should have told her. And he should have told her that he doesn't want to have sex before marriage because that's unusual, I would say. I think maybe people who are extremely religious go that way, which that's who he is.
So
he should have said it because that's how he feels. He is a religious person. She knows it about him. So it shouldn't come as like a huge surprise.
Here's the defense of that. And I don't think it applies to the previous statement of, hey, why didn't you tell her you're not sharing a room? If all he knows is his religion and his culture, then maybe he doesn't think it's strange that we're not going to have sex till marriage. And so why would I even bring that up? Of course she knows that I'm not going to have sex till marriage because everyone knows that, right? If he's just so only involved in his beliefs. But he was scared to tell her about the separate rooms. So therefore, he knew that that was going to be an issue.
Yeah.
So he should have done that. I don't know. Maybe the sex before marriage thing. He thought, of course, why would she think we were going to bang before marriage?
Yeah. Like, I'm glad they didn't approach it the way Tiger Lily and Adnan are about to in order to have sexy time. They're going to get married within a couple of hours of seeing each other. But
yeah. Well, all right. A good little teaser right there.
Yeah, right.
But I think we just did a lot of travel. We went to Lagos. So I think we need to take a quick break, catch our breath before we head to Jordan.
Okay? All right.
Do a little layover. We will tell you about our sponsors for this episode. And when we come back, yes, we're going to go to Jordan. All right. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%, vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So we gonna,
I don't know, could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm fully invested in Tiger Lily and Adnan.
Tiger Lily and Adnan, I'm afraid this is going to end badly.
No, what gives you that idea?
Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's the day Tiger Lily leaves for Jordan. And not just the day she leaves for Jordan, not just the day that they're going to meet for the first time, but it's the day they're going to get married.
Yes. She's going for about 6 or 7 days only with 59 pieces of luggage.
Yeah, she's going for a week and she packed for a year.
Yeah, she packed 3 huge wedding gowns, 12 to 18 fully accessorized outfits.
Now, when she said that, I said, I need to change the way I pack.
I said that too. I was like, I should, and I actually do try to pack outfits, I'll be honest.
I need to totally rethink the way I pack.
I do try to pack outfits, but I always get screwed by, it's going to be cool, it's going to be hot. And then I overpack and then I need to start removing stuff. And then I'm removing pieces from the prepared outfits. And I wish I could travel with 3 or 4 luggage and be okay with paying extra, but I'm not.
I wonder if planning fully accessorized outfits would actually save you on overpacking. Like,
I try to do it.
I pack almost everything I have because I'm going like, I don't know what I'm going to want to wear. Maybe I'll need this. Maybe I'll need that. If you pack complete outfits, you can kind of just go like, oh, today is this outfit. Tomorrow's that outfit.
I try to do it, but I have to kind of, it comes down to shoes for me because I can pack all my shoes. So I need to pack a few pairs and then make sure that they go with multiple outfits.
Yeah, well, that's the issue. Is I don't really want to pack. I usually wear a pair of shoes and I pack a pair of shoes. I don't want to bring more than that. It's unnecessary.
It is, but it's shoes.
All right. So Tiger Lily gets to the airport and meets up with Curls and Shay.
Yes, her glam squad.
It sounds like a morning duo, like Curls and Shay in the morning.
It's kind of sad in a way because she says, they're my closest friends. They're also my glam squad. I pay them to do me.
Yeah, they're her closet friends.
Yeah, closet friends.
Well, if they're like her glam squad. You said closest, I said closet.
Oh.
Try to keep up. Yeah, so she packed like 16 bags and 2 assistants for 6 days.
Yeah. I mean, if you have money, you have money.
Yeah. So 24 hours earlier, we cut to Jordan.
And we meet Adnan, who's 22 years old, doing some sort of a bachelor cleaning party.
Yeah, this was quite the celebration. He was parading through the streets. Then his friends and brother brought him to Hammam to sing and dance and wash him and get them nice and clean. It seemed like a good time.
He definitely loves himself.
Oh, well.
He loves himself.
The first thing he tells us is he's a model.
Yeah, he's a model, and then he shows us his best side.
His best Blue Steel Zoolander. I have the side one, and I have the straight one. Those are my two famous poses. Those are my two model looks.
I'm with him on the side. I am only just a little photogenic on one side. The other side is just like, woo!
Everyone has their best side.
Correct. So he says, and this is kind of going to contradict everything, because he says, I love how beautiful and well-dressed Tiger Lily is. I can't be with an ugly dressed woman. I'm a model. Okay, you love how she dresses and all that, which means you like the little bit of a skin, how she dresses in Texas.
Well, yeah, who doesn't?
But at the same time, you don't want her to wear not even unveiling clothes, not even tight clothes. He wants her to fully cover. So once they get married, like, she'll need to change. Classic. We've seen it so many times when the guy comes from, has a Muslim background and has certain expectations for his Western bride.
Yeah. He can still like it, though. I don't think he's lying to us. I think he really likes it. I think he likes it for him. I think he wants her to wear that type of things or even less around the house. But when we're in public, you need to cover up because your body is for my eyes only.
Yeah, but he says, I can't be seen with an ugly dressed woman. Then how are you going to do that?
Well, there are ways to cover yourself and not dress provocatively.
Well, okay. So I'm with you. Ugly. I think you can wear nice clothes, cover yourself up. But I think you need to show some curves. I think you need to have tighter jeans and tighter.
I completely disagree. Some of my favorite outfits that you wear are like.
When I look like you?
No.
Kind of.
No. When you wear.
Remember when we went to get some tacos and we dressed almost the same without planning, and you're like, yeah. Oh, you look so nice. We're wearing the same thing.
No, but I was thinking when you like dress up, but it's a blazer and like a pant, and I think you aren't really showing anything.
No, but there is always like I either wear like looser pants and tight top, or like looser top and tight pants. I always show little bit of my curves. Otherwise, I would look like a bag.
Yeah.
And that's what he doesn't want her to do.
Yeah. Well, I think he's maybe one of the most open-minded men we've seen in terms of women's fashion, because what she wore, what she showed up in, and what she was wearing when they were heading off to get married, others, Muhammad, his head would have exploded. Mahmoud's head would have exploded. So I think the fact that he's just like, don't love it, maybe we're going to have to make some changes, that's progress.
Well, because he's saving it for after the marriage. He says, yeah, she'll need to change. She'll need to learn our tradition. She'll need to learn to dress for me. Like, right now, they're not married. So he can voice his opinion a little bit, but he can force her.
Yeah.
As her husband, he will, by their law, he will be able to.
Yeah. So then we see Adnan. He's at the barbershop with his friends. He's getting cleaned up before the wedding. Friends were skeptical about Adnan marrying an American woman.
So fast.
So quickly.
Uh-huh.
His response is just, when you know, you know.
Yeah, but they said, what's the biggest difference between an Arab woman and a foreign woman? And once again, Adnan says, it's the clothes. She's wearing tight clothes, but she's been accepting his opinions, which I think right now are just like, oh, your cleavage is too low, maybe me, but you can still wear something tight to maybe show your boobs and your slim waist. But that's, I think moving forward, that's not going to be allowed.
No, you're probably right. He says he's going to teach her little by little. And he goes, if she doesn't respect me, we're going to have a problem. Here's my problem with that. You're going to marry her before you know if she's willing to adapt to your ways. So we've seen this time and time again, as Teresa, you mentioned, but it wasn't a rush to the altar. Like, even Muhammad, Nicole and Mahmoud, there was...
Oh, Nicole and Mahmoud got married within 12... He proposed within 12 hours.
When did they get married, though?
I think she came back and they got married immediately. So
there, but there was, I think there was still time. She had met him at the fabric store and then there was time. Like,
that was no time. She was leaving. He proposed after knowing her for 12 hours, not even.
Proposed, but I'm saying married.
Yeah.
I thought there was more time between.
Well, they've been talking, so it's the same thing. She just saw him 12 hours longer.
I guess.
How that ended up.
Exactly. My point being, you have these high hopes that she's going to listen to you and adapt to your ways, and you're going to marry her thinking she will. But why don't you give it some time to see if she actually will before you commit to this marriage? Because I have to imagine divorce isn't really looked upon that well. And so pump the brakes a little. Yeah, you won't be able to bang, but you may not get married and resent that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So we see Tiger Lily. She's about an hour from landing and her glam squad magically appears in first class and snaps into action.
That's crazy. They do her hair, facial, everything.
Curls is literally curling her hair in first class.
I'm surprised that maybe the flat end doesn't say anything because it's a hot tool.
Oh, I think you can do whatever you want in first class.
Probably.
I think there are very little rules if you're flying in the front of the plane.
Probably.
So they were like, whatever. You probably paid $20,000 for that seat. Do what you want.
Probably. That's a good point.
Then we see Adnan and his oldest brother. They're arriving to the airport. Adnan in his wedding suit, ready to go. No flowers, though.
No flowers.
A bride needs a bouquet, I would say. Show up with some flowers. So they're waiting and waiting.
And waiting.
And waiting. And what was the whole glam squad doing in the air if after landing she still needed like another 2 hours?
Well, the glam squad was just preparing the surface for the clothes and the makeup. So the hair and all the other stuff are done, but then you still need to pick the outfit, make sure it fits, do your makeup. Like, it's a whole thing.
She did a full Darcy dash after a plane pampering. This is unheard of. This is unseen on 90 Day Fiancé, but she did it. And Adnan just pacing back and forth the entire time, wondering, is she here? Did she land? She's not texting me. What's going on? I don't think he would have ever imagined in his wildest dreams what was actually going on.
Yeah. But she's finally out wearing a leather outfit with some cutouts, which I was like, wow, that's pretty daring.
It's like a leather catsuit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Listen, I loved it. I would love to wear it. But I don't think even if you and I flew to Jordan to visit, which I would love to go, there are some nice things to see. I don't think I would land in anything like it. And I'm not married to you. I'm not there to meet my husband.
No, you want
to
show some respect. Yeah.
Yeah, I would still, like, I wouldn't cover myself fully, but I would still wear jeans and a shirt to at least cover my boobs and the belly and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an interesting choice for sure. But they power walked into each other's arms.
They hug. Even hug is not even allowed, but they did it. They hugged.
And a little forehead kiss.
Yeah, and a little hand kiss, too.
I mean, Adnan probably ruined his pants right there. He was breaking all the rules. But what are you going to do when you see the love of your life all dolled up, looking like Andrew Dice Clay?
I'm curious to know if he knows how wealthy she is. Like, does he know that, she is loaded?
So here's the thing, and you can attest to this. A lot of people from other countries think everyone in America is a millionaire.
Why can't I attest to this?
Because I thought that was, don't your friends, did you not think like, everyone in America is just.
I thought everyone lived in a big house.
Yeah. So Adnan probably thinks that as well. Tiger Lily is just actually fulfilling that. So I think a lot of people are disappointed. And we've seen it on this show time and time again. People come to America. You got David and Annie, and it's like, why are we living above a firehouse?
Yeah,
that's your friend. Like, I thought everyone in America has a mansion. So Tiger Lily is just fulfilling that stereotype. So I don't know if Adnan is like his jaws on the floor when he learns how rich she is, or if that's just what he expects.
I just hope whatever she did, she has a big ass prenup, which I'm afraid she doesn't.
It's not, I don't even think it's her money, right? It's her husband's or ex-husband's.
Yeah, but she, I'm sure their prenup or postnup stated how much money she's getting. So yeah. She has money. She definitely has money in her account. I don't think she spends it as she receives it.
I don't know. Not a lawyer. Again, apparently playing one on this podcast, though. I always thought, and I could be so way off, if you divorce, you get this money, right? If you then marry someone else, that's done. Like, why would your ex continue to pay when you have a new man in your life? Like, he can pay for you.
Maybe, I don't know. That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah. Unless he can fulfill the lifestyle she was used to.
I just think that's, I would think that's crazy. If I was paying an ex of mine and then she married someone else and I have to keep paying, I'd be like, absolutely not.
Yeah, I hope she read all those paperwork, because if that's the case, she might just become not poor, but just a normal person again.
Colin, I know we have a lot of lawyers. No, we got some lawyers.
Yeah.
let us know. So Adnan meets the glam squad. And I love how his first reaction wasn't like, oh, you have a glam squad. His first reaction was, in the future, Tagalili will not have guy friends. That's unacceptable.
He's like, I understand for now. She said they've been friends for 20 years and he is her glam squad guy, but this is going to end.
My first reaction would have been like, you brought a glam squad?
I'm sure he's excited about it. He's going to take an advantage of that.
That's true. He is a model. They do look good together. Like, it doesn't seem like a 20-year age gap when you see them.
No, because of the glam squad.
Because of the glam squad. So they hop into the car. Tiger Lily already controlling a little bit, making Adnan wear his seatbelt, right?
Oh, that's a good control.
It's a good control, but that's not what he's used to. Who is this woman telling me what to do?
Yeah, I think that's going to change. But now we're learning that these two, not that they have nothing to say to each other. They don't know anything about each other. Yeah. Because Glam Squad friend,
Curls and Shay in the morning.
Yeah, they start asking some questions because they both say, this is freaking awkward. They're not talking. So he's like, oh, what about your family? Any brothers, sisters? So we learned that Adnan has 5 sisters and 9 brothers. And Tiger Lily is like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How? Yeah. It's like one of those basic questions when it's like meeting someone 101, within the first hour, you know about their education, you know where they're from, you know whether they have siblings and how many. Just basic questions.
Well, what she doesn't know is that he wants like 5 kids of his own.
Yeah, because she's like, he knows my age. Well, that should have been a conversation.
Yeah, and still, it's like, oh, I didn't know these huge things about you, but let's get married the minute we meet each other. Why get to know each other, our lifestyles, our cultures? Let's just get married.
Yeah, they get to the hotel to drop off the glam squad, and they try to convince them to wait with the wedding. So get to know each other a little bit, but Adnan does not want to wait, not even a day.
Yeah, and then, so many questions about this glam squad. Where were they when she's in the room doing her own makeup?
Yeah, I know.
Is that not the main reason you brought the glam squad? To prepare you for your wedding?
But it's just for the ceremony, the legal.
Right. She did bring 3 wedding dresses, so maybe the other looks will feature the glam squad.
Yeah, so they're ready. They're going to head to the wherever they're getting married, and it's really hitting Tiger Lily. She's getting very nervous.
Yeah, she doesn't know the traditions. She doesn't know the language.
And she doesn't know what it takes to be a wife of a Muslim man. Once again, she had 4 months to research. She could have paid someone to just tell her about the culture.
Yeah, she also didn't know mom and brothers were going to be at this.
Yeah, so the poor communication is just, it's coming out.
Yeah, and she starts to panic. And that's where the segment ends.
So let's see if they say I do.
I think they will.
Yeah.
It's episode two. They have to say I do.
Yeah, but I'm curious to see if it actually is going to go through or if she's going to end up like an annulment or whatever.
All right. I'm interested.
All right.
Another couple I'm very interested in.
Oh, yeah. I'm interested in all of them, but this one's hot.
Warren.
Hot meaning like...
steamy, naming, meaning shrimp.
Shrimp in
shrimp
the bathroom.
Shrimp fried shower.
Ugh.
Lauren and Faith. Lauren is on his way to the Philippines, but we cut to 24 hours earlier and we meet Faith.
Yeah. When he on his way over, he tells us he smells, which it's good to know.
I imagine he always does. So that's just business as usual for Lauren, but okay.
Yeah. So we do get to meet Faith. She is 30 years old, living in Manila, Philippines. She's an officer in charge in a housekeeping department in a hotel, and she loves her job. But that's not the only thing she does.
No. But one of the perks of the job is she gets to live there for free.
Yes. In a nice hotel.
Talk about work from home.
Yeah, and she manages people, so good
for
her. Yeah,
she's in charge of the housekeeping department. She also does events management, works in the kitchen. In the past, she was a puppeteer. And a
magician. Not even in the past. She likes to read on the side. Oh. On her off days, she's a magician, a puppeteer, and she loves to perform.
Oh, all right. So we get a little bit of the history of Faith. She was born male. We know that. Her name was Rodney. We did not know that. But when she was young, she felt like a little girl. The Philippines laws are strict, so you can't change your gender, but there are a lot of ladyboys and trans women in the Philippines, and the city even has a prestigious trans beauty pageant.
Yeah, so she joined that when she was 15 and won.
She won Miss Shining Hair, which to me screams like the same pageant that Jasmine entered, where like if there's a Miss Shining Hair award, there's probably also 94 other awards, so everyone gets one.
Oh, for sure. But after that, she knew that she wants to live her life as a ladyboy.
Yes.
And then she explains to us what a ladyboy means. It means that you're a woman, you're a trans woman without the surgery.
Looks like a girl, but no operations is what she said. She's not taking any hormones because it's expensive. She doesn't plan on cutting off her friend, her penis. And if she has any surgery, it'll be some boobs.
Good for her.
Yeah. So she's been single for 30 years.
So her whole life.
Her entire life she's been single. But now she's met a special someone. So that makes Lauren her first boyfriend.
Ever. And then we see her meeting her friends, and she loves having friends within the LGBTQ community in the Philippines.
Don Don and Angel.
Yes. And so they're talking about Lauren's coming, obviously, hot topic. He will be staying at the same hotel, but not in her room.
I wonder if he gets separate rooms. I wonder if he gets like a friends and family rate.
I hope so, because he's so broke.
So broke.
They talked about sex, and Faith is actually open having sex with him on this trip, but she wants to see if there is a real connection first.
Yeah, and Angel, one of the friends, is just like, so you're not sure if he's huge or tiny? And Faith is like, oh, I've seen it. I know, but it's just for me.
Okay.
They've apparently sent sexy pictures to each other, so she knows what she's getting herself into. She's just going to wait a little bit to get into it.
And then friends wants to know what's his life in the U.S. I mean, it's the U.S., right? He probably has a stable job, good life.
So yeah, aren't all Americans millionaires?
No, and it's everywhere in the world. Faith said, "Well, I don't know, but he has a lot of side hustles."
Mm-hmm.
So,
and he's not stingy with his money, she says.
Because he has no money.
Because he has no money. But that also makes me think about those GoFundMes. We're like, oh, he does seem like this generous person. But is setting up a GoFundMe for a cause generous? You're just creating a place for other people to donate.
Well, we'll see. And she will see, too.
So the next day, she's getting done up. She's going to meet Lauren for the first time.
Well, one more thing that she mentioned is the fact that Faith would love to move to the U.S. because there are more opportunities, right? Work-wise, in general. But she doesn't know that that's not Lauren's plan because the U.S. is very expensive. Right. And he's trying to escape that.
Yeah. Okay. Now next day?
Next day, airport.
First, I think you can take a class from Faith on how to get ready in under 20 minutes. She says it takes me 20 minutes to go from him to her, contouring the face to make it smaller, the corset to make the waist. That seems like a very short time.
Very short time. I'm struggling to put mascara on for 15.
Yeah, yeah. But she does it, heads to the airport, sweat towel in hand. She clearly needed to have trained with the shower shrimp because she's schwitzing over there and she's not able to handle the heat. Get in that shower, boil some shrimp, and prepare for this life.
Well, she doesn't want the makeup to totally melt off.
Oh, is that what that little, the padding is?
I think she's just hot. She doesn't want to be visibly sweating.
Got it. Got it. Well, okay. Lauren walks out, spots Faith, and is just like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's his response.
Yeah, and they just start hugging, and I swear I saw on her face that he smelled.
Oh, I'm 100% positive he stunk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the only person we've talked about this episode so far who hasn't stunk is probably Tiger Lily, but she stunk in a different way. She stunk in a roll the windows down because you've dumped 2.5 bottles of perfume on you. But Renee stinks. Lauren stinks.
Like, I mean, sitting on the plane, I always carry wipes and deodorant, so I don't smell.
Smart.
But yeah, I mean, sure, you travel, it's long, but I can just see him like really smelling.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Faith still hugs him. She's happy to see him. She whips out a magic trick, like a little magic rose, which you've never done for me.
A magic rose. Yeah, it was filled with love and surprises.
We'll see.
You're not a fan of flowers, but maybe no. Magic roses are in your future.
I would enjoy you doing a magic trick, to be honest.
Oh, what are you talking? I did magic tricks for you and your mom when I was in Czech. You guys were, I was like David Blaine. Teresa and her mom were like running around the kitchen. They couldn't believe their eyes.
Oh, the card trick?
The card trick. When I guessed what card you were.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
I was like, all right, I'm going to shuffle these up. I'm going to start pulling them and then tell me when to stop and I'll tell you what the card is. And I, every time, nailed it.
How did you do that?
I'm like, a magician never shares secrets.
Okay. You did show me a magic trick. Okay. Yeah, I'll take it back.
I'll show you one later.
All right.
All right. Last couple.
It's Brian and Ingrid.
Brian just landed in Brazil. One more flight before meeting Ingrid. So yes. He's on his way. And we flash back 24 hours earlier to meet Ingrid.
Yeah, Ingrid is 32, and she's riding a swell sir.
Trotting along on a very nice sir.
Yes, and it seems like she's living in the countryside.
She loves the countryside, she says. Maybe, I don't know if this is like her friend's
place. It's her friend's ranch.
Yeah, so I don't know if she also lives countryside, but she loves the countryside.
Yes.
We meet Arthur, her 2-year-old son. She also has another son, Italo, who's 12.
Two fathers.
So Arthur's dad abandoned her when she was 2 months pregnant. Real stand-up guy. It was the middle of the pandemic. Ingrid became unemployed when Arthur was 7 months old. And dad just wouldn't help. Took off. Wouldn't help financially. So really nice.
But she overcame it.
Yeah, worked hard. And
yeah.
Wanted to find someone to love the kids. And that's when she met Brian.
Yes. Brian, like, he never talked to anyone. She never talked to anyone who's on a wheelchair or disabled.
Yes.
But she said, I love how positive and independent and happy Brian is.
Yeah, she was shocked at first, she said. But you're right. His personality, his attitude, his outlook were great. And so she was all in. So then we see her grooming some swell sirs. This was swell sir of the segment.
Yeah, beautiful sirs.
And her friend's just wondering, like, what are you guys going to do in Brazil? And Ingrid's like, oh, I didn't tell you. He's a wheelchair user. And friend did not know this, so she was surprised. But Ingrid just said, oh, he does everything anyone else does. Just his legs are the chair.
She clearly knows nothing about his lifestyle. And that's kind of surprising to me that they didn't talk. Like, she didn't ask.
What do you mean? What else would she need to know?
Like, tell me about your day-to-day life. I would want to know.
Ingrid to Brian.
To Brian, yeah.
Got it.
I would want to know. Because like I'd say if he needs something special, I would want to make sure I have
that
ready.
Now that's a great point. He's coming to live with her.
Yeah.
And yes, what accommodations need to be made.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. So then the friend's like, well, are you going to move here? Are you going to move there? Is he going to move here? How's that going to work? And they haven't talked about that.
No, but I think it's kind of almost, it doesn't matter because he's lived in Brazil. He speaks Portuguese.
True.
So she's the one who doesn't speak any English.
True.
So I can see them going either way.
Definitely. One little thing. Ingrid's nervous that her parents won't accept the relationship.
Yeah. Mom knows about him, but not dad. And yeah. I'm wondering, how much does mom know? Does she just know that I'm talking to this guy from Chicago? Yeah. Or, oh, he's coming to visit and he's on a wheelchair.
Well, whatever it is, mom doesn't know the whole story because Ingrid
knows the whole story.
Ingrid doesn't know the whole story.
Yeah.
And I'm upset. We don't know the whole story yet. They keep teasing this. Mm-hmm. But it's time for Brian to arrive. He's arriving in Palmas. So Ingrid needs to take a 3-hour bus to get there.
Yes.
Then they're going to stay in a hotel.
Yes. So she got a babysitter for the kids. Gets on the bus, gets to the airport. She does the Darcy Dash.
This is the first time we've seen someone who's was in their own country do the Darcy Dash.
I mean, 3-hour-long bus ride.
Yeah. Mm. Brian hit a little speed bump on his travels. A wheel broke on his suitcase.
Ugh.
If you're going to lose a wheel, if he's going to lose a wheel, that's the wheel to lose. But yeah, so now he has to like push a cart and with his suitcase.
Yeah, but he's doing it.
Yeah, so he appears. Ingrid goes right up to him and sits on his lap. They hugged, they kissed, and in keeping with the theme of this episode, they smelled each other.
Yes.
And I think he smelled good because Ingrid's first impression, he's beautiful, and the wheelchair doesn't change anything for me.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. I'm excited to see how this story unfolds because obviously his story needs to unfold.
I know. Tell us more, Brian.
And I'm curious to see how she's going to navigate this relationship.
Absolutely. Well, that's the episode.
That's it.
What an episode. What a season so far.
I know. This is just episode 2.
Yeah. So much more to look forward to.
I'm excited.
In the meantime, if you guys want to hear our thoughts on 90 Day the Other Way, we're talking about it on Patreon and Supercast, mm-hmm. patreon.com/MarriedThroughReality, MarriedThroughReality.supercast.com. We're having fun over there, so come join us. It's ad-free. There's a special private chat we have going on mm-hmm. Patreon, which is fun, so check it out. Also, follow us on Instagram at MarriedThroughRealityPod. You can message us there. Share your thoughts.
Share your thoughts, guys. Tell us how you really feel.
Tell us how you really feel. And make sure you follow the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the previews for the next episode.
Whoa.
Because we're going to get some chicken fight.
Whoa.
We're going to get into some chicken fight.
Chicken drama. All right.
Chicken drama.
All right. And if you haven't left the review, you guys know we love when you leave reviews. Please, if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we will read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. Andy, this is for you. I've said it all.
I've said it all.
That means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.